This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger. Memories and stories of Minnesota's World War II veterans. Today's episode, A Package from Home.
Stationed in England, Claude Williams flew bombing raids until his B-17 was shot down.
When we bailed out, we were right over a little town. And as I was floating down, I could see a couple of Germans on bicycles following me.
Williams and his crew were rounded up and shipped to a German POW camp. Williams' sister remembers hearing of his capture with just enough good news to keep the family optimistic.
One of the guys that got rescued and got back, they contacted us. He said, I saw the chute open.
On the home front in South St. Paul, the Williams family did the only thing they could.
We were allowed to send one box a month, and it had to be certain specifications of size. And my mother would plan all month for what she would send in that next box.
World War II was the first conflict following the Geneva Convention. Terms of the treaty allowed the Red Cross to deliver parcels of essentials to prisoners. But in the 11 months Williams was held, those packages, so lovingly prepared in Minnesota, provided little sustenance.
I don't know how many they sent over, but I only got two of whatever there was. The others were all kept by the German guards. The situation for them wasn't much better than for us. They didn't have any food either.
In the end, Williams and his fellow POWs were liberated by the Russians.
The freedom is something that you don't appreciate until you don't have it.
Veterans Voices is produced by Ampers in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at minnesotavets.org.